This is Susan V. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out. He is a jazz trumpeter, conductor, producer, arranger, and composer, also an award-winning teacher who blows young minds in a very good way. He is Bob Montgomery, who in 1995 founded the Telluride All-Star Jazz Ensemble, the Telluride Jazz Festival's flagship educational scholarship program. That program supports young talent from across the country. So at the upcoming Telluride Jazz Festival, which is August 9th through 11th, Bob Montgomery is celebrating 25 years on the job. Bob, thanks for taking time out of your schedule, especially at this time of the year, to talk with me.
Sure, glad to do it.
So please share something of your personal history with us. Did your interest in music evolve in an early age? When did you first pick up the trumpet?
I started playing trumpet. I was probably about 11 years old in the fifth grade, and I went on to play in the concert band and the orchestra, and I sang in the choir, and I also lettered 3 years in athletics, so I enjoyed athletics as well, but I really love music, so that's where it started.
Okay, thank you. Did your early history as a professional musician in any way parallel the path you have set for all your young all-stars? Did you have the kind of mentors you now are or were to hundreds of aspiring young musicians? So please further describe your history.
Well, I first started playing professionally when I was 17, playing a little territory band that traveled around western Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, eastern Colorado. And that was while I was still in high school. So I would go out with them on Friday and Saturday nights and play, except when it was football games, because I was on the football team. So on Friday nights, I couldn't go with them. But it kind of grew there. Even in college, I continued playing professionally. As a matter of fact, that's how I put myself through college, was playing. And I would say, yeah, I was very busy from the very beginning. I knew that I wanted to be a musician. When I graduated from high school, I was supposed to go to West Point. And I discovered that West Point did not have a band. And I thought to myself, why would I go to school where there's no band? And that's what I knew. So from then on, and yeah, I've had a lot of great mentors. Probably the greatest is Clark Terry. Clark and I became friends in the mid-60s. And Clark visited our home many times, invited me to travel with him. I first joined his band in 1979. I joined the band in London for 2 days of rehearsals, and we did a 30-day tour in Europe. And when I got there, I had a master's degree in music, and I had taught for a few years and was playing with some pretty good players in Denver. And I really thought I could play the trumpet. And I got there, and I'm looking around the room with the rehearsal. I was one of four people in the band that had never played with Duke Ellington or Count Basie or both. I went to school for 30 days. And when I returned from that, of course, I had a lot of mentors from friends that I'd made on the band. And Clark introduced me to a lot of people. I was able to spend some time occasionally with Dizzy Gillespie, just sitting and talking. We weren't necessarily friends, or I guess I wouldn't consider him a mentor, except he was always willing to talk about things and answer questions about music. Also, James Moody. James and his wife Linda have been in our home, our loft in Denver, and I used to hire James to play on Clark Terry's jazz camps. I ran Clark's jazz camps for many, many years. And through them, I met a lot of people that became really great mentors, like Blue Mitchell. Meeting Blue Mitchell, he was not a mentor, except he was willing to sit down and talk about music, and he was very, very kind. So I was extremely fortunate in having some great mentors. The main one would be Clark Terry. We were friends for almost 50 years.
Okay, thank you for that. So carrying forward with your career as a professional musician to your teaching, At what point then in your life did you add teaching to your professional resume?
Oh, actually, from the very beginning. I was teaching when I graduated from college and my wife and I were married. I had to take a teaching job for a couple of years while she finished college. And I had intended to move to New York or to L.A. or to someplace that had a, where I could make a living as a trumpet player. And those 2 years I spent teaching a little tiny town in Kansas, I fell in love with teaching. So I always did both. When I first moved to Denver, for 13 years, I played 6 nights a week and taught 5 days a week. I lived on about 3 and 4 hours of sleep a night, and I mainly because I loved both of them. So that was it.
Would you then talk about the genesis of the Telluride All-Stars? How did it begin, and how has the program evolved into the flagship educational initiative of the Telluride Jazz Festival?
Well, it was started in 1994. Paul Machado was running the festival and had an educational format going at the time, which he was not happy with the way that was going, and he asked me if I would be willing to take it over. And I told him, yes, I would, but on one condition. I had been thinking for a couple of years about this all-star kind of a program, and I explained it to him. I wanted a situation where I could take auditions from throughout the United States and Canada and wherever and pick 5, 6, 7 kids from those auditions and bring them to Telluride so that they could perform on a major jazz festival. And they would come a week ahead of time, and the jazz festival had to put them up, find lodging for them, and feed them. The students paid their own way to and from Telluride. And it started there. It started in 1995. He said, okay, let's try it, see how it works. And I needed a sponsor to pay for it. So I was a trumpet player artist for Yamaha Musical Instruments. And they offered to pay for it for 5 years. They said they'd underwrite it for 5 years. And so we did. We got started. And as a matter of fact, my current co-director was in that very first year in 1995. And we had some marvelous young players that came. I had spent a lot of time contacting high schools that had great music programs all over the country to ask them if they would have their better players send in an audition, which they did. And when the auditions came in, I was amazed at the talent. And so we started in 1995. The kids showed up on Monday. They met for the first time Monday evening at a dinner, and we started rehearsing on Tuesday. We rehearsed Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday morning, and the students were to write their own music. So they came prepared with their own music. They passed out their music at that first rehearsal, and we started rehearsing. And then part of what I wanted them to do was to play in a jazz club at night. So on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday night, they played at the Sheraton Hotel. And the Sheraton would feed them. And then they would play for 3 hours usually, sometimes more than that. But the amazing thing was these young players were so talented that you couldn't call a song they didn't know. And they didn't care what key it was in. That was amazing to everybody. And the music they had written was always fantastic. And so that first year was very successful. And the next 5 years were. And Yamaha was great about underwriting. And in that fifth year, I made an announcement from the stage after the kids had done playing that it was probably the last year of the program because it had been underwritten by Yamaha and they were no longer going to fund that. And Peter and Sharon Bell came up and said, we'd like to underwrite it. And wow, they did. For the past 20 years, Peter and Sharon had been underwriting this program, which made it possible. And every year, more and more kids come who become famous. I mean, many of those kids are out playing with the major bands and playing all over the world. And it's been very, very exciting time for me. So that's it.
Kudos to you, and thanks to the Bells, really, for making this continue. So I think people might be interested to know how you put the All-Stars together. Is the audition blind? Are you seeking a particular mix of instruments? Would you just take us through that process?
Sure. Yeah, they are. It's a blind audition. Initially, for the first several years, I did it alone. And then eventually, when I hired Josh to join me as co-director, he, of course, assisted in that. But what we do is we put all the auditions in piles by instrument. And we start with the rhythm section. So we'll listen to all the bass players, and we have no idea who we're listening to. But we listen, and it either goes in a maybe pile or an absolute not pile. So the ones that just obviously aren't going to make it go into a no pile. We finish that, and we go back and go through all the maybe pile, and we gradually cut that down until we end up with, say, three or four bass players that are all great. And at that point, they all pretty much the same ability. Do the same with piano, guitar, drums. We did the rhythm section first, and we end up picking out a rhythm section that would do well playing together. They all play well, but we try to fit personality of the way they play together and decide on the rhythm section. Then we listen to the horn players. We listen to horns, the vocalists, the string players, and we will pick two, three, or four of those to join. And in the end, we have a band that's really amazing. I mean, we're already amazed, and they're all teenagers. And we've had kids from all over the United States, from Canada, from Costa Rica, from Australia have auditioned. So we'll take auditions from anywhere. We don't get a lot from out of the country, but we do listen to them, and sometimes we choose them and sometimes we don't. But so in the end, we've got this group chosen, and on the very first day, they pass out their music and they start rehearsing. And each rehearsal, they're working on their music, preparing it, because they're going to play the opening concert on the Telluride Jazz Festival. And that's one I know that you're very aware of. A lot of people really enjoy hearing the kids on that opening concert. But the truth is, we get a lot of people from Telluride who come on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday nights to the Sheraton to listen to them play, because no one can believe how well they play. I mean, I'm even terrified. They really play well, and they're nice people. They're very, very nice kids, and they grow into great adults who are also become mentors to young players that they work with. So, but that's how we put it together.
So they pay it forward. Would you say a word or two about your co-producer, Josh Quinlan?
Yes. Josh was in the very first group in 1995. I had met Josh in 94 when he was a junior in high school in Michigan. I was teaching at a jazz camp in Michigan, and Josh was in my student combo. And so I got to know him a little bit there. He was already a very interesting young player and obviously very curious and willing to work very hard. Then he came to the 10-year reunion. After 10 years of this, I had a reunion, and we had somewhere between 40 and 50 young people came back for that 10-year reunion, and Josh was one of them. And he had become an amazing player. It was like, well, they all were. But Josh stood out. And so it was 4 years after that. It had gotten so difficult for me to run everything and take care of everything, especially because it didn't pay that well. You know, it paid good for 1 week's work, but I was working 52 weeks a year doing it. And I needed someone to help me with that. And I thought of Josh, because I had watched him teach. And not only is he one of the great saxophonists in the country, he's also a great jazz educator. And so when I hired Josh, I told him, you're co-director, you're not an assistant director. We're equal, and we'll make equal decisions. And he has been fantastic. So he's been with us for, 9 years now? And
great.
Yeah, and he's an amazing person.
So back to you and your career. You performed in backup orchestras for artists such as Sammy Davis Jr., Diana Ross, Tony Bennett, Quincy Jones, Nancy Wilson, and many more. You toured Europe with Clark Terry's Big Bad Band, as you mentioned, and you've won numerous awards as an educator. Over the course of your, six decades long career, what are you proudest of having accomplished?
Well, I guess in my own life, the things I'm really proud of is one, just celebrated our 60th anniversary with my wife, and that's been wonderful. And the three children who are doing very, very well, and their children, the grandchildren. So I'm very proud of that. And I'm also really proud of the young musicians that we've had in the program, in the All-Star program, who came to us as teenagers. And they have now grown into adults who are playing all over the world. And, you know, I sometimes tell them when we're talking about things that even though music never paid a lot for me, I mean, all those years of teaching and playing, I never got to $30,000 a year. So it was just a joy to do it. It had nothing to do with the money. And so I think I tell them in my final moments before the lights go out, what I'm going to be thinking about are all those kids. And thinking about at the different times that I heard them play. And as adults, when they came back, I just did a recording of original music that I wrote for my family. And it was recorded by 16 of my former students and 5 jazz educators. And those 16 students, if you listen to this recording, are just amazing. Everyone is raving about the recording. It was KUVO Radio's CD of the month in December. We had a wonderful full-page advertisement on the inside back cover of the January Downbeat magazine. And it has really taken over by a storm. And we're going to have a bunch of those at this year's Telluride Jazz Festival. But to hear all those students play at such a high level, it's really amazing. I'm amazed.
So finally, and you've sort of given me this answer in your last answer, but just to put a period at the end of this sentence, what are you looking forward to most about this year, your silver anniversary year with the All-Stars?
Well, hearing the kids who are coming new, the ones that we've chosen for this year's All-Stars, but also bringing with us an alumni group, all from Colorado, and we did that on purposely so that it would be easy for them to get to Telluride. But Josh and I chose 5 young players who had been through the program and are now making their names as professional musicians. As a matter of fact, they are at the vanguard of a great jazz scene in Colorado right now. And so those 5 students are going to come, and Josh and I are actually going to play some tunes with them, as well. Veronica Swift, who is a former All-Star, is going to be a headliner, and she wants to sing a tune with them. So I think it's going to be a really, really fun week for us, and I'm looking forward to it. I always look forward to hearing the new kids that are coming in, and right now the average age this year is 17. So it's a very young group, but they all are scary players. I mean, and we have no idea what kind of personalities they are. We won't meet them until that first day in Telluride on that Monday before, I think it's August 5th when they arrive. But if anything goes by the last 25 years, they're all going to be great human beings. So I'd say in 25 years, I've only had 2 kids who I would not have back. All the rest, I'd be honored having back. So
that's quite a tribute to you and to the program. And thank you very, very much again, Bob. So this has been Susan Vibrock talking with Bob Montgomery, the force behind the Telluride Jazz All-Stars, always a highlight every year, and he's been doing this for 25 years. Thanks again, Bob, for your time.
Thank you.
You're welcome.